Today we're going to be hearing from three student poets, but you will also be able to read their poems in the April 25th and 26th editions of the Lehigh Valley Press. And that's next week. We will be publishing their poems. We'll be publishing the three poems from the poets you'll be hearing today, plus we'll be publishing six additional poems, and that is in the actual, the April 26th and 27th, that's next Wednesday and Thursday in the Lehigh Valley Press, and then online, you will also be able to read their poems. Today, we have Kara Gardner and Victoria Farrell and Olivia Sika. First, I'd like to introduce George Van Doren and also Marilyn Hazelton. They are on the Adjudicators Committee, and George is in charge of the committee, and Marilyn is on the committee also. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, George and Marilyn. Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Thank you, Paul. I'm a retired English teacher from the Bethlehem Area School District, and I've also served as an adjunct professor, both either in English or in education, at Northampton Community College, at Penn State Lehigh Valley, and at Moravian College. And poetry has always been a strong interest of mine.
Hi there, Marilyn Hazelton here. I'm a teaching artist and a poet. I started writing poetry actually when I was in the military, based in Southeast Asia during the war there, and have continued as a way of finding a path forward in life. I'm also the poet in residence at the Swain School. And I am also, I have done residencies in the community at various schools. I'm very pleased to do that. I like to encourage young people to write poetry, and I'm very pleased to be part of this project.
Well, thank you very much, Marilyn, and thank you, George. And I would like to note that this year, again, the Lehigh Valley Poetry Project, as published by the Lehigh Valley Press, won a prestigious state journalism award in the Keystone Journalism Award contest that's held all across Pennsylvania. And the Poetry Project was again honored with an award in its category of special projects. Now we're going to hear from Kara Gardner and her poem, Music in All of Us. And Kara is a student at Lincoln Elementary, fifth grader. She's 11 in the East Penn School District. Take it away, Kara.
Music in all of us. There's not just music in me, and there's not just music in you. There's music in all of us, and it plays long and true. Some of the tunes are happy, some of the tunes are blue. Yet deep down inside, the music sounds the same through and through. We may not look the same, think the same, or speak the same, but our music plays long and true through and through.
Oh, very nice, Kara. I'm wondering, can you read me? I really enjoyed the last line of your poem. Can you read that again and a bit slower this time?
We may not look the same, think the same, or speak the same, but our music plays long and true through and through.
Yeah, one of the things that I liked about what you did with the poem was you use rhyme and then you use repetition of your rhymes. And you also, although our audience can't see that, you varied your line length, and we could hear that in that last line. That's much longer than the others, and it gives the effect of bringing the poem to a nice conclusion.
And I love that we may not look the same, think the same, or speak the same. I think that's a wonderful concept. I wanted to ask you, when your teacher gave you the assignment, you know, to write a poem, did you know exactly how the poem would occur?
No, I didn't. I thought it up kind of as I went along, but I wanted it to rhyme. We were learning about poetry in language arts class and how there was free verse and how there was structured verse where everything rhymes, and I liked the way that poems with rhyme sounded, so I came up with some words that I thought sounded nice together, and then I tried to put them to words in poetry.
And was this your first draft that you read?
Yes.
It was. It was successful from the get-go.
Thank you.
Very nice.
I'm curious as to what made you select music as the topic for your poem?
I play in the district band, the East Penn School District Band, and I think it's a lot of fun when we have a piece come together. I really like that feeling and how a bunch of different people can come together and play music.
I play in a bunch of musical groups myself. I'm just curious, what instrument do you play?
I'm a percussionist.
Oh, excellent.
And George, what do you play?
I'm a brass player. I play trumpet and flugelhorn.
Sometimes I play the cowbell.
As they say, more cowbell.
It sounds like you had fun with the writing as you went along.
I really did.
Yeah. Very nice. So what exactly did your teacher suggest that you write about?
My teacher, when I told her about this, my mom was looking through the paper and she found this ad. And I said, that looks really cool. Maybe I'll do that. And when I told my teacher about it, she asked me if it rhymed. And I said it did.
And what was the ad about?
Well, I was reading the East Penn Press and I saw it had the poetry.
Oh, excellent. And who is your teacher? And would you like to thank her for, you know, your being here tonight?
Yes, I would. Thank you very much, Mrs. Blose.
I just might mention, too, for those of you who might be interested in being part of the competition next year, part of the poetry project, the press papers start in January announcing the project. And the due date is always right around March 15th.
Very good. Thank you, George, and thank you, Marilyn, and thank you, Kara, for reading your wonderful poem today, and thank you for being with us today here on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. We're going to take a quick break, and then right after that, we're going to be hearing from Victoria Farrell.
Great. Thank you.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Paul Willistine, and we're here celebrating National Poetry Month with the 12th Annual Student Poetry Project, a collaboration between Lehigh Valley Press Focus Section and WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio. Today we're hearing from the poets who have been chosen to read their poems on WDIY. These poems will be published next week in the April 26th and 27th Lehigh Valley Press in the Focus Section, and we'll also be publishing six additional poems. We have the categories of elementary school, middle school, and high school. We heard from the elementary school category, and that was Kara Gardner, and now we're going to be hearing from Victoria Farrell. Victoria is going to be reading her poem called Our Saturdays.
Saturday morning wasn't the same without you. I still woke up early and watched our cartoons, but you weren't there to make us breakfast. A year passed, and I didn't hear from you. I only saw you 1 week in the summer. After that, you never called. Another year, then another, and finally, your graduation. You were home. Although it's like you were a new person, a stranger in my brother's shoes. I feel like I lost you. Now, not a word is spoken on Saturday mornings, but we both get up and watch cartoons like nothing has changed.
Thank you, Victoria. And I want to mention that Victoria is 13, correct?
Yep.
And she is a student in 8th grade at Trexler Middle School in the Allentown School District. And now we're going to be hearing from George Van Doren and Marilyn Hazelton of the Lehigh Valley, the Student Poetry Project Committee. And they were among those who selected the poems being read today and to be published in the Lehigh Valley Press.
I was curious, a lot of times when people write, their subject matter is autobiographical, and it sounded to me, at least, that this probably was the case for you. Is that true?
Yeah.
And I often talk to my students about how a poem needs to be true, but it doesn't necessarily need to be the truth, meaning not exactly the way things were. I was wondering, is there any part of that that's kind of more poetry than actually happened, or is it all pretty much the way it was?
The breakfast part was more like just a couple of bowls of cereal. That's, the rest of it's true.
Yeah, okay, and that's a nice touch that you weren't there to make us breakfast. Makes it more more personal than you weren't there to eat your bowl of cereal with me kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Lovely. And so what does your brother think about your poem?
He liked it. It made him a little sad, but he thought it was nice.
That's very nice. I love the fact that you address him directly. I didn't hear from you. I only saw you 1 week in the summer. And in your poem, you're actually bringing him home no matter where he goes, actually, now.
Yeah.
Which is quite lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, did you know that you were going to write about your brother when you started?
No.
You didn't. So, how did it happen? Can you remember?
When my teacher announced the assignment, I scribbled a few things down, and that was the one that I liked the most, and I fixed it up, and then I sent it to her to get corrections, and she said it was really nice. And
you told me earlier that the only corrections she found were a few misspellings, and otherwise, it's here as you gave it to her. Yeah.
Yep.
And who is your teacher?
Miss Mertz.
Miss Mertz. And so, would you like to thank her?
Yes. Thank you very much, Miss Marucci.
She's a good teacher.
Yeah.
How does she inspire you?
In class, we usually read a poem every day before we actually start. And she let us read some of her own work, and a lot of it was emotional, and it sounded really nice. And I always want to write like her, because her writing is really good.
That's just excellent.
That's really wonderful. Actually, George, that's what the Lehigh Valley Writing Project is about.
That's true. Both Marilyn and I and Mrs. Marucci are part of the Lehigh Valley Writing Project, which is part of the National Writing Project. And one of the major things we encourage teachers to do is to write with their students and to read to their students from writing, both their own and from other published authors.
One of the things, and I want to get back to you, Victoria, but one of the things that a teacher sharing her own work, you know, does, and I do that with my students, is that we understand the feeling, I can't do this, you know,
yeah.
Which is very important to move through. Yeah, do you have to move through that sometimes?
Yeah, she gives us some prompts that I feel like I just can't come up with anything. And it's hard, but it makes me a better writer.
Well, do you come up with something? I'll bet you do.
Yeah, usually. Just takes a while.
Sure.
Well, thank you very much, Marilyn, and thank you, George. Marilyn Hazelton and George Van Doren. We're here on the Lehigh Valley Student Poetry Project, and we just heard from Victoria Farrell. We're going to be taking a brief break, and after that we're going to come back on Lehigh Valley Art Salon with Olivia Sika, and she will be reading her poem in the high school category. I'm Paul Wollestein. We're here at the WDIY studios for the 12th Annual Student Poetry Project in celebration of National Poetry Month.
WDIY is pleased to partner with Miller Symphony Hall, presenting the Paul Kendall Quartet, Friday, April 21st, at Miller Symphony Hall's Jazz Upstairs, 7:30 p.m., performing the music of Stevie Wonder. For information, 610-432-6715 or millersymphonyhall.org.
Welcome back to the Lehigh Valley Student Poetry Project. We're here on the Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and my name is Paul Wollestein. I'm focus editor at the Lehigh Valley Press, which for the 12th annual year, along with WDIY, in celebration of National Poetry Month, is presenting the Student Poetry Project. We're here with Olivia Sika, and she is going to be reading her poem. And first, we're also here, I want to mention, Marilyn Hazelton, a published poet. She is part of the adjudication committee for the Poetry Project. And also George Van Doren. He chairs the Student Poetry Project. Olivia Sika is age 16?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm 17, actually.
Oh, she's
just 17.
All right, since the contest. And Olivia is in grade 11 at Kutztown Area High School in the Kutztown Area School District. And she will be reading her poem. It's titled James Alley.
James Alley. We grew into angels on this asphalt. Childhood daring turned blood to scabs, to reluctant caution, to restlessness, to blood once again. As plates converged and skin stretched, our heads grew higher in pursuit of the stars we gazed at while fighting sleep in the grass. We did not let go of one another. Our hands were hungry for something to hold on to. Yet we leaped fences, ran, chasing chickadees as one body.
Thank you. That's a lovely poem. Couple of things that I really was interested in was your use of alliteration. A lot of times student poets either go crazy with it or they don't use enough of it. You seem to really blend it in there very nicely. The angels, we grew into angels on this asphalt. The reluctant caution to restlessness. And there are a lot of, the effect of the repetition is very, very powerful, I think. Mm-hmm. And also I like your concrete images. Where some of them are striking. Where did you come up with chickadee, for example?
Well, I wrote this poem about when I was in elementary and early middle school. Mm-hmm. And I remember my cousins live right next door to me, so I have two cousins and then another neighbor who's right my age. And we would always like listen to the chickadees in our backyard, mm-hmm. so that's why I chose to include chickadees.
So you didn't write this poem recently?
I did. I think last year I wrote this poem. Maybe sooner than that. But I wrote it about stuff that I had experienced when I was a little bit younger.
Sounds like it was a process of years.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of childhood experiences kind of all converged to make this poem.
Right. And James Alley, how long is that?
Well, I think, I don't know, maybe about a quarter mile. James Alley, like, runs from behind my house up to about the park, which is, yeah, it's not a very long alley particularly, mm-hmm. I guess, mm-hmm. but is where we were playing and, you know, on our scooters as kids, so we were always just kind of in that street.
Right. I think that's wonderful to write about a street, to write about an alley. It's a metaphor for actually the years passing, in fact. Very, very nice.
You might mention that this is not Olivia's first time as one of our winners. She was a winner in the middle school division a couple of years back. I'd like to talk maybe a little bit, if you could, on some of your specific word choices. There's some really interesting, you know, childhood daring turned blood to scabs, to reluctant caution. Speak a little bit to some of your word choice.
When I was writing that first stanza, I was thinking about kind of the process of trying new things when you're a kid, because when mm-hmm. you're young, I guess you're not really as afraid of getting hurt. mm-hmm. You're kind of... my dance teacher used to call little kids little nummy children because their bones were like jelly, I guess, so they were not afraid to kind of just run around and bounce off the walls. A specific instance that comes to my mind was when me and my cousins and our friend, we were young, we had these little razor scooters, and we were convinced that if we put the handlebars all the way down and like crouched down when we ran down the hill, that we were going faster. And I can't tell you how many times we fell off those scooters. So, but we kept getting back on them and kept going down the hill because just the thrill of going down was just amazing.
Right, right. You write outside of school.
I do. It's actually really interesting to me because when I was first on this program, the poem I submitted was a school assignment. Mm-hmm. And after that year, my eighth grade year, I started becoming a lot more serious about poetry, probably mm-hmm. because of that specific poem, which is really interesting. I guess I don't know how far I've come since then, but I'm really grateful to have had that opportunity because I think it was a really great jumping off point for me to become a more serious poet.
That's wonderful. That's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
And so you're going to be continuing.
Definitely. I think poetry is an integral part of my life now, so I will definitely continue to write throughout my life.
What does poetry do for you?
I don't know. I think I guess I write poetry because I can't write prose. as vulgar of an answer. Yeah, as vulgar of an answer as that is, it's really hard for me to write prose just because when I sit down to write, I just want to word dump, for lack of a right. better phrase.
Right.
And when you write a poem, for me, it's like this self-contained little world of an mm-hmm. experience or of a feeling, mm-hmm. and there are no rules, and you can just kind of do whatever you like, and that's what I love about poetry.
Do you revise a lot when you write poems, or are they pretty much fully formed?
I do revise, I think, because with more modern poetry, like more contemporary mm-hmm. stuff, mm-hmm. you're seeing spoken poetry become more and more prevalent. So when I'm writing, I'm always thinking about how it sounds to read yes. aloud. And if I, mm-hmm. I'll write something and then I'll read the whole thing aloud and I'll revise based on how I think the, how words sound together and how lines mm-hmm. tie into one another.
Yeah, when I talk with people about poetry, that's one of the things I point out is that poetry, in poetry, the sound is at least as important as the meaning.
Definitely.
Well, the sound enhances the meaning.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is Paul Willisine mm-hmm. again. Here we're going to be wrapping up our edition of Lehigh Valley Art Salon. But I wanted to mention, Marilyn, if you would like to mention about the book of, or the compilation that you're the editor of, please. And if people would want that to be available, how could they find out about it, and where could they get it, and what is it all about?
Okay, there is a Facebook page for Red Lights, and they can also email me, my full name, Marilyn Hazelton at rcn.com, and I can answer queries. It is a Tonka journal. It is an international Tonka journal. Tonka is the parent form of haiku. It is a very serious form, even though it is 5 lines long, and it is like a small world contained, as we've just heard from Olivia. And yes.
Well said. And George, yes. Talk a little bit about the program that you run through Penn State, I believe it is. The isn't it for teachers and
the program we're talking about, actually I have at this point really no connection with it anymore, but Marilyn and I and several other local teachers have all gone through the National Writing Project Fellows Program. And Penn State Lehigh Valley has a very active graduate program for teachers. There's a writing certification that you can get, and they're wonderful classes that will enhance your ability to teach writing. And the whole point of the National Writing Project is teachers teaching teachers. So the people who will be teaching the classes will not be somebody with a PhD who hasn't been in front of a class in 15 years. It'll be somebody who's teaching an English class, you know, in a district near you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, George Van Doren, and thank you, Marilyn Hazelton. I'd also like to thank the student poets, Olivia Sika, and also Victoria Farrell and Kara Gardner. You can read their poems in the April 26th and 27th editions of the Lehigh Valley Press. That's in the focus section of the 8 papers and then also online. I'm Paul Willisine. Thank you for listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and happy Poetry Month.